Hello, podcast listeners from all over the world. Welcome to my new episode of Learning With Myself. First of all, let me say that I know pretty well that the name of the podcast is incorrectly written, because it should be like Learning With Me or something like that. But that's not what I meant. Like I said on previous podcasts, I'm learning English on my own, so I'm basically my own teacher. So, the other day I was walking on the street and I thought about an old song named Dancing With Myself of Billy Idol. I don't know if you know it. And then I thought like, hey, I'm learning with myself here. So I decided to put that name on my podcast. It's a joke, really, but I think it's kind of creative, isn't it? What do you think? Should I change it? I don't know, I like it. And I just wasn't too comfortable with Jose's podcast or something like that. Don't ask me why, I just... Anyway, let's get started. In the previous episodes of Learning With Myself, or like in the series, previously in Learning With Myself, I talk about my particular way of learning English, which can be applied to any kind of learning, I think. At least, I think, to any other language. So the main thing is that it's better to start learning other things in English, so you will be learning that other thing as well as English. It's more convenient, really. If you like, I don't know, snowboarding, let's say you like snowboarding, then you can search for information on the web in English. And, well, I bet there's more information in English than in any other language, so it's very convenient, really. A lot of people watch movies and series in English, yes, in order to, I don't know, get used to the sounds. And that's a very useful way to learn English, indeed. The question here is it better to have subtitles or not? What do you think? My advice, or my point of view here, my opinion, is it's cool to have subtitles in English. In English, obviously. But try to not look at them very much. They're there just in case. Sometimes the English spoken in movies is very clear, whether it's American or British English. But sometimes it's just impossible to understand. Well, not impossible really, but very, very difficult. For example, have you seen the film called Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels? Well, if you have, you know what I mean. In those cases, it's better to watch it with subtitles. Anyway, when you get better listening to and understanding spoken English, you can take off the subtitles, and as slowly or quickly as you wish. But never ever watch movies with subtitles in your mother tongue. Because, well, they don't really translate literally all things are said in the movie, but translate like the main idea and adapt it to your culture. And that's not very useful to learn English. Okay, in some next podcast I will talk more about this matter, but now I wanted to say a few things about podcasting, the thing I am doing right now. I have some experience working on radio broadcasting, in Spanish obviously. The first time I spoke on air in a radio, I was very nervous. Before it, I was preparing myself to talk, and suddenly the girl who was in the controls started to count down. 3, 2, 1, and that was it. I was already on air. And I thought, alright, I'm already here. What the hell, let's get to it. And you know what, I am really thankful to that girl for doing that. Afterwards, she told me that that's the only way to know if you're able to do it, or if you're not. And I think I passed the test. And I think it's the same with speaking English, or even speaking in public. Don't prepare yourself too much, because the more you think, the more you get nervous. It's better to just do it, not thinking, just do it, like the Nike advertisement. You want to speak, then speak. Don't wait to have a great knowledge of the language or sound, you know, fancy or sophisticated or whatever. Just talk. Well, that's my opinion anyway. And maybe podcasting is the same. You want to make a podcast, just do it. And if you make mistakes, what the hell? We are all learning here. Besides, did you know that many native English speakers make loads of mistakes too? Maybe even more than us, you know? Well, about this podcast, I'm trying to talk about, you know, interesting things. I hope you feel interested on what I am saying here. Maybe we could share some tips about self-learning. I think I'm doing fine in my way of learning, but maybe I'm missing something. And you can enlighten me with some new idea I didn't think of before. No, the hard thing of podcasting, I think is that you don't have immediate feedback from your listeners. It's not a conversation. Sometimes I don't know what to say, but then when I'm editing, I just cut off all those parts where I'm not saying anything. The same with all the parts where I say like, and things like that. Actually, I make lots of mistakes, but I just keep talking. I don't want to lose the train of thought. That's it. And yes, because if you lose it, you gotta start all over again, and it gets harder, I think. Well, other thing I wanted to talk about is about my accent. Or as you all know, I am from Chile, South America, so I speak Spanish. But I know many people from other countries, and I talk to many people from other countries too. And when I'm relaxed enough, I can't speak, I think, proper English. I think my accent is a mix between American and British, maybe, but I wouldn't say that my accent is any of those. It's not American and not British, obviously, but mostly a Chilean accent, or maybe a Latin American accent. Because I do some sounds incorrectly, I think, and maybe I won't ever do it like native English speakers do. And it's alright, I'm trying to do it properly anyway. When I talk more informally, my accent changes. I speak faster and sometimes not very correctly, with some slang and some bad words too. A lot of fuck, fucking and so on. As I said before, I have had some experience in radio broadcasting, and I've learned that you must be clear to be understood. You have to be more formal in order to get to all kinds of listeners. I'm not that formal in real life. That's really what I'm saying here. Other thing about my accent is that I'm more used to listen to British accent, the formal British accent, or the more clear British accent. So I do those sounds when I speak English because, I don't know, those are the sounds I know. And I have a very good friend from the UK, and I'm used to talk with her. And, well, what can I do? Her accent just sticks in my speaking. And every time when I speak to other people, I kind of adopt their accent. I don't know why. Maybe because I want to, you know, communicate in the best way. Or just maybe because I don't have my own accent yet. I don't know, I'm still learning this. Okay, thumbs up, talk to you later, like in the series, in the next episode of Learning With Myself. I'm gonna talk about when I make a podcast, do I make a script, or use some notes, or I just improvise? So, yeah, don't miss the next episode. Bye for now.